Angel family of Kayla Hamilton sues Joe Biden for freeing accused illegal alien MS-13 killer into U.S. by John Binder on January 17, 2024. An Angel family has filed a lawsuit against President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, for their releasing into the United States an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who is charged with murdering their loved one, 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Hamilton was strangled to death and raped in July 2022, allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who had recently been released into the U.S. Interior as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, despite being an MS-13 gang member. This week, Angel mom Tammy Nobles and Brian Claypool, her attorney, announced a $100 million wrongful death lawsuit against Biden's DHS and HHS for freeing into the U.S. the illegal alien MS-13 gang member now charged with Hamilton's murder and rape. Her murderer was apprehended at the border in 2022 and they just allowed him to enter. They didn't make a phone call, they did not check his criminal record in El Salvador. And it's crazy how he ended up from Texas to living in the same trailer as my daughter, Nobles told Fox News. It's just mind-boggling how that happened. Claypool said Biden's DHS and HHS have fought the Angel family and Representative Jim Jordan, RO, every step of the way in their effort to get all information related to the illegal alien MS-13 gang member charged with Hamilton's murder. This lawsuit is brought in honor of Kayla, Claypool told Fox News. Congressman Jim Jordan has done a great job. He's been a warrior for this family and our country. He sent a letter off to HHS trying to get the audit file. This murder was supposed to be audited. We've gotten zero documents on auditing this murder. Emphasis added. Jordan had to fight just to get the unaccompanied alien child file from HHS. And even when he got the file, a lot of the information was redacted. We don't even know the name of the murderer. Why? Because our government is affording privacy rights to an illegal alien murderer. Emphasis added. Last year, Jordan and Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, launched an inquiry into Hamilton's murder, finding that the accused killer first arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in March 2022 and claimed he was fleeing gang violence in El Salvador. In actuality, the illegal alien was affiliated with the MS-13 gang in El Salvador and had a prior arrest for the affiliation. Biden's DHS and HHS did not bother to contact El Salvador police to gather such information, Jordan and McClintock's inquiry report states. After being placed in HHS custody as a UAC, the illegal alien suspect was placed with an adult sponsor, whom he claimed was his aunt, in Maryland in May 2022. Only 2 months later, the illegal alien allegedly murdered Hamilton by strangling her with a phone charger cord and then raped her lifeless body. I'm hoping to achieve change. I wish her murderer was properly vetted and background checked because she would still be here today and I wouldn't, you know, following the path that I am, Nobles said. But I am doing this for Kayla and in honor of Kayla, but I am doing this to help everyone else because it is a safety issue for everyone living here. From fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2023, more than 370,000 UACs have been released into the U.S. Interior by Biden's DHS. The majority of UACs, 61% to 66%, are males. While 69% to 72% are 15 to 18 years old. Watch, mother of MS-13 victim testifies, I am her voice now. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.